proclamation number 6125 dated the December 4, 1954. Wall of resistance to truth, Bible. The poverty of people on earth is such that they are not accessible to God's truth. They can only find salvation in truth and refuse to accept it. They oppose it with an extremely strong will of resistance because they are trapped in fallacies and lies. Only pure truth would be able to enlighten them, but people shield themselves from it and yet cannot be forced to surrender their resistance. This is proof that God's adversary has great power over humanity, and particularly during the period before the end. It is proof that heaven is suffering violence, and whoever wants to seize it for himself is to use force. He is to take a forcible step and achieve his separation from all falsehood, all untruth. He also has to be ready to surrender his knowledge if he wants to receive pure truth. Above all, he is to desire the truth with all his heart and mind. Then he will be able to withstand God's adversary, and then the adversary's power will be broken. Who gives you humans the assurance that the ancient, adopted records correspond to the truth? Why do you cling so firmly to the distorted reports of human inadequacy and do not consider the words spoken on earth by the Lord himself? And his words can truly be correctly understood if they are not just contemplated by the intellect but also by the heart. Although his words can indeed be misunderstood as well, they will always allow for the meaning which corresponds to the pure truth. But this does not apply to the words which were added by human beings to the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the meaning of human spoken words becomes fixed. And human spoken words result and have resulted in serious misconceptions and confusions. But they were equated with the Lord's words, and yet they would only be of equal value if they had been a direct expression of the divine spirit. However, such words completely concur with the word of the Lord. You can severely hurt yourselves if you commit yourselves to words that deal with human nature far too humanly. You should know that the spirit of analogy was far more prevalent at the time when Jesus Christ lived on earth than today, but people could understand each other because almost everyone knew the key to the parables, and thus metaphorical comparisons were sometimes used as well, which, however, at a later time were interpreted word for word by people. But as soon as you compare the word of the Lord himself with every question of doubt, you will also understand the meaning of the figurative comparisons. But you should never give them precedence over the word of the Lord. He brought the pure teaching to you humans. He provided you with information, and his word has still retained its purity. It is merely frequently misunderstood. But this does not apply to the words which had been added to his pure gospel, because these did not remain unchanged, and from time to time human will had substituted the expression of the spirit with intellectual thought. And this resulted in almost imperceptible changes, but which completely sufficed in creating confusion, in giving rise to misguided teachings, which are truly a great danger to as yet spiritually blind humanity. And this, too, is the reason why God reveals himself over and over again to human beings, why he, as the eternal truth, repeatedly transmits the truth to earth, why he imparts his gospel in all purity to those who, in their desire for truth, pray to him for it and are willing to pass it on. God's Spirit has certainly always conveyed the pure truth to his servants, yet time and again the working of the Spirit will be negated by common sense people, because people have free will which God does not infringe upon, even if, spurned by his adversary, it interferes with the pure truth. But time and again God will purify what people have spoilt. Time and again the eternal truth itself will reveal itself, Time and again a light of truth will shine for those of goodwill who open themselves to receive its ray of love. Amen.